Today from the Ohio Newsroom, can corn cobs clean drinking water?
Support for Today from the Ohio Newsroom comes from Ohio CASA. 15,000 Ohio children are in foster care at any given time. CASA volunteers advocate for these children. Information at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. Algal blooms have plagued Lake Erie for decades, and they don't seem to be going away anytime soon. Ohio and its neighbors just fell short of a 10-year goal to cut phosphorus pollution by 40%. In the meantime, scientists are researching ways to remove algal bloom toxins from drinking water, and they're using something pretty common in the Midwest— corn cobs. Dragan Asilovich is a chemistry professor at the University of Toledo who's spearheading this research. Hello.
Hello.
So what made you think to use corn cobs to clean drinking water?
In a previous study, you know, a couple of former students, you know, they approached and they mentioned about using rice husk to basically prepare some materials that could remove microcystins from water. And, you know, at that time, you know, I mentioned to them, well, that's a good idea, but, you know, we're all around cornfields. So I think it would be better if we could prepare, you know, some type of biochars or, you know, some other materials from corn cob.
Yeah, because we certainly have a lot of corn here in Ohio. How do water treatment plants typically clean drinking water? I understand it's common to use activated carbon.
Activated carbon is used not only to absorb microcystins, to remove microcystins, but also it can remove any other molecules that can bind to activated carbon. And it's still used in Toledo water plant. Now, there are other technologies that are efficient to remove microcystins, such as using ozone. So ozone can break microcystins, and Toledo water treatment plant has ozonolysis facility, you know, where they use ozone to basically remove, you know, microcystins. However, you know, activated carbon is used all around the world. You know, most of the water treatment plants do not have, you know, a facility to produce ozone and use it for water purification. So, you know, they can use activated carbon or they can use some other means to remove contaminants from water. Mm-hmm. So there is still a huge need, and this option could be more sustainable because most of activated carbon is produced from sources, you know, that are not renewable.
Yeah, and especially in a state like Ohio, corn is a pretty available renewable resource. How does this work? Where do you get all this corn from, and how do you get activated carbon from it?
We get corn cob from a local company, the Andersons. We talked to a scientist who works there, and he told us there are products that have high amount of carbon. So these corn cob products are those that we used in our studies. Those corn cob products were basically grinded, and then in order for us to prepare activated carbons, we use a chemical procedure. Also same for biochars, you know, we use procedures that we have published in a study that came out as a research paper last year.
Got it. And did the activated corn cobs work? How effective were they at cleaning drinking water?
We find that activated carbon that we produced works better than biochar that we produced, and it's comparable to activated carbon that we receive from Toledo water plant. I would say it's still not better material because we see slightly better removal with commercial activated carbon, but potentially it could be a substitute for commercial activated carbon.
Do you see that happening? Will it ever be available on a commercial scale?
I think it's possible to scale it up. Obviously, this would involve some engineering solutions. We have limitation in terms of the size of the furnace and amount of the material. So we hope, you know, in collaboration with others, you know, we hope that this could be produced at the larger scale.
That was chemistry professor Dragan Asilovich with the University of Toledo. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.